1077 Today FM. Good morning. I'm Kate, and on the phone, I have with me Evan Sauvay, the co-chief script writer with FAS at the University of Waterloo. FAS stands for Faculty, Alumni, Students, and Staff. What is FAS, Evan?
We are an amateur theater company based at the University of Waterloo.
So you have an exciting show coming up starting February 2nd.
There's three shows, February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, all at 8 o'clock at the Theater of the Arts at the University of Waterloo.
Okay, so the show is called The Other Side of the Story, a not-so-malicious musical comedy that redeems all of your favorite villains. Can you tell us a little bit more about the show?
FAS, the theater company, puts on an annual show. It's a student-written show, typically, so it's an original. And it's a musical comedy in the sense that we do some songs and we try to make it funny. We perform live music. All of our songs are parodies of well-known pop songs, sometimes from musicals, sometimes from TV shows. We think you'll recognize them and you'll appreciate our parody lyrics. Try to make you recognize that song. It sounds pretty close to the original by the time we're performing it. So if you go to see a more typical musical, there will be a plot line that sort of carries you all the way through the show. The FAS style is typically to write scenes that follow some sort of a theme. And so scene one might not be connected to scene two in terms of the characters or the plot line, but it is connected through a theme. And the theme for this show, The Other Side of the Story, is that in each scene we're starring a villain, a typical villain such as the Big Bad Wolf, in the starring role of the scene. And that villain might get redeemed. If you're watching the show, you might think, oh, maybe the Big Bad Wolf had it rough. Maybe this didn't go quite the way that I remember being told as I was a child. Or maybe by the end of the scene, the villain has not won any redemption. And so each scene stars a villain, and we try to retell their story in a way that we hope you will find very funny and very entertaining.
What other villains are you featuring in this show?
I wouldn't want to give away all of the villains that we're going to show, but the Big Bad Wolf I mentioned earlier, for anybody who plays Nintendo games, Waluigi from the Mario universe, we've already advertised that he'll be in the show. And I'll also add that we're going to have Voldemort from Harry Potter. I'll stop there. So yes, we have a lot of Harry Potter fans in our cast and our crew, and we're hoping we'll have some in the audience as well. And we think that that Voldemort is an excellent villain to redeem.
And so FAS, the theater company, it is made up by faculty, alumni, students, and staff. But you said earlier that it's not just those people. Anybody can join?
So that's right. When the FAS theater company started, the intention was that the people who made up FAS, that these are people who fill one of those roles at the University of Waterloo. But strictly speaking, once again, that's not a rule. Yeah, you don't need to have an affiliation with the University of Waterloo. It's just that because that's where we're based, we end up having a bigger representation from that university.
So the show will be performed at the University of Waterloo. And where can we get tickets?
So you can buy it at the performance itself, or you can buy it ahead of time online at the Theater of the Arts website through the University of Waterloo server.
You also have a Facebook page I'm seeing.
That's right.
Here. Yeah.
We're also on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. So there are lots of ways to find us. If you Google UWaterloo FAS, you'll find us very quickly, I'm sure.
And how much are tickets?
So we're doing three performances, one on a Thursday, one on a Friday, one on a Saturday. This is February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Mm-hmm. If you come to the latter two shows, the Friday or the Saturday, the tickets are $12 for general admission. I've already been in the theater, and I can say any seat in the house would be a very good one. I believe the capacity is 400 if all tickets are sold, but it's a very sort of intimate theater in the round, thinking back to those Shakespearean days. And if you come on the Thursday, our first performance, it's by donation only.
Great. And all the donations are going towards FAS?
Yeah. So all the ticket sales, we pay a fee to the University of Waterloo's Theater of the Arts for hosting us. But outside of that, any profit on that goes to the FAS theater company itself. None of us make any money, so you know you can feel pretty good knowing you're supporting theater at the ground level if you're coming and paying for those tickets. One of our themes in FAS is that we say everybody gets a part. If you come and you want to join amateur theater and you live in the Waterloo region, feel free to come out. You know, look us up when we're doing auditions. We're pretty proud of the idea that We can give anybody who, you know, wants to give theater a try a real chance at that. And so we're always looking for new people to be in the show. If you have stage fright, you're welcome to come and be what we call a techie. You can help build props and get costumes ready and grip the stage and just learn about theater. If there's anything I could leave anybody listening to this with, it's just that we have a ton of fun when we put a fast show on.
And so you've mentioned that if you live in the Waterloo region, it would be ideal. But if anyone from Perth County wanted to join, would they be able to do that?
Absolutely. So we want as many people to join as we can. That's why we say everyone gets a part. Mm-hmm. And so if people outside of the Waterloo region or further wanted to have a role, we would do our best to accommodate them. Yes, we'd love to have you come out. You do not need an affiliation with the University of Waterloo to come audition. I mean, you're a little late to audition this year because the show's already almost ready to go. But for next year, yes, you know, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram for those announcements. But yes, anybody could join.
And go check out the other side of the story at the University of Waterloo.
Please, everybody, come check out the other side of the story at the University of Waterloo. We had a lot of fun and a lot of work went into it, and we hope that you'll enjoy it as much as we have.